There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin with updates from the United States, where New York State agencies remain on high alert amid escalating tensions between the United States and Iran, though Governor Kathy Hochul has confirmed that there are no credible threats to New York at present. She briefed over 100 religious and community leaders on the state's proactive measures, including coordination with counterintelligence, state police, Homeland Security, and other partners. The governor's actions reflect a cautious but prepared response to potential risks, reassuring residents that authorities are actively monitoring the situation, while emphasizing that no immediate danger has been identified. Meanwhile, in Israel, the government has announced a new compensation plan to support those impacted by the Iran conflict, including grants for businesses suffering income loss and discharged workers. Presented by officials such as Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich, the plan aims to ensure economic stability, focusing on small and medium-sized enterprises. Smotrich emphasized that the initiative sends a reassuring message to citizens, while labor leaders have expressed support, highlighting efforts to provide economic certainty. In the United Kingdom, a recent infiltration of a Palestine Action recruitment session revealed their tactics to groom activists for criminal damage in support of Palestinian causes. Their recruitment sessions promote illegal acts under the guise of moral justice, emphasizing police incompetence and offering legal and logistical advice. The group frames violence as a moral obligation, urging participants to see themselves as heroes fighting injustice despite the legal and ethical implications. Spain plans to formally petition the European Union for an immediate suspension of its association agreement with Israel, citing human rights violations in Gaza. The move follows an EU-commissioned report accusing Israel of violations such as indiscriminate attacks and apartheid, though Israel dismisses these claims. While some EU countries like Italy and Germany oppose suspending relations, Spain has become increasingly critical of Israel, halting arms shipments and recognizing Palestine as a state amidst the ongoing conflict. Let's now look at what other stories have made headlines. The United States has evacuated around 100 citizens, residents, and families from Israel amid rising Middle East tensions following Washington's strike on Iran's nuclear sites. The National Students for Justice in Palestine has condemned U.S. missile strikes on Iran's nuclear sites, warning of regime change. They condemned U.S. and Israeli actions and have threatened regional destabilization and resistance. Chief Rabbi Ephraim Mervis, Louis Zalman, and 61 others have been evacuated from Israel to the United Kingdom by the RAF, with more flights planned. A JPPI survey shows nearly 70% of American Jews support Operation Rising Lion, with most agreeing Israel's attack on Iran was justified, but believing the United States should not actively involve itself in the strikes. Ruthie Rousseau, the head of operations at World Central Kitchen, reports serving 20,000 meals to Israelis displaced and affected by the conflict. The organization currently supports hundreds amongst the 10,000 displaced since the war began. And finally, the Yivo Institute's Centennial Exhibit is now showcasing a century of Jewish history through 24 million artifacts condensed into three galleries. Highlights include Zishe Brebart's iron-twisting legacy, the daring efforts of the Paper Brigade to smuggle priceless Jewish treasures from Nazi-occupied Vilna, and rare books rescued from the ashes of the Vilna Strachan Library. From community records to personal memorabilia, the exhibits honor those who fought to preserve Jewish identity and history, emphasizing both the tragedy and the miracle of what was saved against all odds. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily